Hello.
Hey, is Craig in?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Craig, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay, sir, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I got your application here, and I just kind of wanted to go over a few things with you. I was wondering if you had a couple minutes.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect. So, from what I understand here, is that you have a balance with OnDeck probably around 147,000.
Yeah, and see, if I ever, and if I need to interrupt, I don't interrupt, but I need to interrupt you on that one. I got to tell you that that's the, when you look at my credit and business credit, that is the only mistake I've ever made in my life. And I just want to eliminate it.
And why is that? What don't you like
What I
about
did
that?
is, I did it to grow the business because we are in growth and we're getting ready for. I put down we're seasonal, which starts in October, ends in May. You know, we do about 700,000 a year, and probably a little bit better this year. But we need to add a few vehicles. And when I did that with them to try to do some things, because of the fast 12-month payback, it's not giving me the flexibility to really do what I want.
Sure. I totally understand. You're not the first person or business owner to say the same thing. I totally understand. And a lot of times, was it your first time taking out a working capital loan like that?
Yeah, I've always managed on pretty much my own funds, other than like financing an automobile. You know, and I did this whole business ran with no bank loans, my own investment. Other than borrowing some money, right now I have 9 vehicles, but I only owe on 3. And yeah, and two of them are down to, I believe, 2 years. And the other one I just purchased.
Oh, nice. And who'd you, did you just buy it outright or did you finance that,
I financed those 3 are financed, and then all my other ones. Once upon a time, they were financed, but they all were paid and paid ahead of time.
Got it. Got it. And who did you finance it through?
The bulk of them were Ford Motor. One right now is with Citizens One. That's the one I just bought a few months ago. And I'll tell you why I picked them. I got 2.9. And it was better than the Ford store on that type of vehicle.
Sure. That makes sense.
And then, so yeah, and then other ones I had that are paid, or maybe not paid, is Santander, which when you use Santander, it somehow becomes Capital One financing. But you'd find it in my records. It's like, it's funny. All the forms say Santander, but then it says Capital One, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, so with the funds now, what are you looking to probably get rid of your current loan that you have, I'm assuming, with OnDeck? And then
Yeah, well, yeah, you could even, I want that gone so bad that if we put this together and the rate's something I can live with and the term and everything, I wouldn't care if you wrote the check to OnDeck out of my proceeds, because that's immediately goodbye.
How much are they taking? What are the details on that? What are they taking out?
I think I'm 13 or 14 weeks into 37.60 a week.
37.60 a week.
Yeah,
Okay,
and
and what?
see, that's okay, but that's stopping me, especially in the slow time with preparing for this next season, you know? Like I said, if ever I made one mistake in my life, in anything I do, it's that thing, because it's not giving me the flexibility of what I thought I could do.
Yeah, I
It was
totally
a poor decision.
understand.
I'll tell you, let's, you want to phrase it in a simpler way? It was a poor decision.
I totally understand. You said you were about 13 weeks in. What was the amount you borrowed?
165.
165, and then you had to pay back. What did they make you pay back?
I'd have to pull out the contract, which would take me a little bit. But it's very simple. Take 3760, multiply it times 52.
3760 and multiply it by what?
No, 3760 a week times 52.
times 52.
So 52-week payback.
195, 520, okay.
Yeah, see, even that was a bad decision.
Yeah, okay. Well,
the whole thing, in lack of a better word, you know, if we're here talking together, that was one sucky decision.
I totally understand. Okay, well, if I can get you some additional funding, what would you be using it for?
What I'd like to do is first on deck, okay?
Okay.
And the remaining financing, I would be using to add a little bit of advertising and marketing.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My office That's okay. is right by an airport. Which is good for us. But anyways, I want to add some more vehicles.
Okay. So why not just go and get them financed with the 2.9% rate there?
Yeah, if I can do that all the time.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because, I can't beat that rate, you know. So when I hear that, I'm like, oh, I would hands down go with something like that.
Yeah, I can't get it all the time. You know what I mean?
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I'd like the flexibility.
Got it. Okay. And possibly bring on some new equipment. Okay.
Yeah. I might turn around and give you 50 back, and if it, you know, could go to me later if I ever need it again, you know, so be it. But for the next couple of months, I'd like that flexibility to see how we end up.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I bought cars from Town Livery already. Okay, uh-huh. like Lincolns, and they're in New York, and they ship them here. But they have great prices for my industry, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a Ford fleet customer. Okay. And Lincolns are, you know, that's Ford. So I get great deals from them. But to just send them a check is the easiest way to do that deal.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. Now, when you were saying that you're seasonal, what's your season?
I'll tell you my not season.
Okay.
That's easier. Okay. because we're Florida, and I want to explain what we do. We do a lot of corporate work, okay?
Well, okay.
Most of our corporate work is people coming down here for seminars, you know, and staying at the... We got two Ritzes in Naples. And then we got the big Marriott in Marco Island, and there's other places, Naples, Grand, so on. But these business travelers, the lure is our good weather in the cooler months up north. So we get very busy when they're cool. So our worst time of year starts about May 20th till about September 30th. But I mean, we pay our bills during those months.
Right.
It's just, you know, to give you an example, I might do $90,000 in February, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that might, will, and do $40,000 in September.
Wow, huge difference. Okay.
But the main thing is that we did 700 last year, you know, and it's got its peaks and valleys. And I don't care what business you have down here, if you got anything at all to do with tourism, like hotels, restaurants, obviously me, okay, even the stores, because, you know, when you double our population in the winter and triple, things get nuts.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Let me see here. So what I'm going to need to try to get you a good approval here, I'm going to need about just a short one. I know you filled out the application online, but I'm going to need you to actually fill out a physical application with a signature on it, which I can send to you in an email. I do have your email here. And then I'm going to need about a year's worth of bank statements because you're seasonal.
And I'd like to, what I'd like to do with that is I'd like to, I'll pull them up from Bank of America as monthly PDFs and perfect. Forward them to you.
That'd be perfect. That's the best and easiest way.
Go ahead. You first.
I was going to say, did you guys file 2015 already?
Yep, I got that electronic.
Perfect. And that's all they would need to really start working on your file here. How soon were you looking to
like
bring
to
on?
send you something you didn't ask for. I'd like to send you 2016 first quarter.
Okay, perfect. I'll take
That'll
that.
tie out with my bank statements anyway. But I want to show you the growth I'm talking about because I did $200,000+ in the first 3 months.
Wow, yeah, I would like to see that. Absolutely. Please send that in.
Yeah, and I'm not throwing bragging rights on that. I'm showing you the
what the business can do. Absolutely. No, I totally understand. We would like to see, you know, as many, much financials. And just right now, because I'm not asking for certain financials, doesn't mean I won't ask them for it later. This is just what I need to start the process.
Yeah. Okay. How long does the process take, did I ask you?
It'll take me about 24 hours from the time you turn everything in.
I thought you were talking about weeks.
Oh, no, no. Well, tell me about
it. And I don't care. I just, you know, it was just a question.
No, yeah, we work, we get an answer pretty fast. As far as the approval goes, once we have an approval, then we'll all sit down and talk about some terms and numbers. And then once you kind of decide if you want to go forward, it'll probably take us about 48 hours to get you funded. Yeah, we'll tell you that. We work pretty fast. How soon were you looking to bring on this capital here?
As soon as I could, because see, my dilemma is now is I got to start hiring a few more people in that. Not that I'm going to put them on tomorrow, you know, but we're talking, you know, next week we're mid-August. We're sick, you know, call it mid-August right now. We would be only a month and a half out of starting our season again.
Okay.
You know, our good time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool. Well, let's get this going. I'll shoot you that email there, Craig, and then if you could respond to me and get everything back to me as quickly as possible, and then we'll work on getting you some capital here.
Okay. And just recently, I did a stock transfer I want to send you.
Okay.
It used to be me and my brother. Okay. Actually, some years back, my dad made us a deal that we couldn't pass up, and we took the business from him, okay?
Okay.
But he's still on his power of attorney. I'll send you that, too.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but my brother is, in the stock transfer, is no longer a shareholder. So that's why I want to send it to him.
Got it.
I'm 100%.
100%, that's good to hear. Okay.
Well, he went and moved to Michigan on me in February, so it makes it a little tough when you're in Naples, so.
I understand. Okay. All right, Craig. Well, I'll go ahead and get this email out. Do you have a pen and paper so you can take down my number in case something?
Oh, yeah. One sec. I stepped outside. I got a bad habit. You know what it is already. If I stepped outside.
No worries.
Where are you at?
We're located in San Diego, California, at least this office that I'm working in. We have multiple locations, but the one I'm calling out of.
Okay, keep one thing in mind, because we got a 3-hour difference, and I get here at 5 in the morning, because of the nature of our business.
Yeah.
I'm about an hour or so away from winding my day down, and it's just something you could note for yourself, because you always find that I'm fast and on the spot, you know, because of the, you know, 5 a.m. here is 2 a.m. by you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I like to wind down by about 2, and it's only 11 by you.
Okay. Well, I'm in at 6:30 in the morning, so my time. So
okay, that's 9:30 here, so that's actually, that's neat in that it's music to yours, but it is to mine. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's 858.
Okay.
909.
Uh-huh.
8867.
Okay, and mine, and your first name, I mean?
It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Can you spell it so you got it right?
Absolutely. It's Jeremiah.
Got it. Because you could spell it a couple ways, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Some people spell it differently.
Hey, how long have you been in business there, over there?
2007.
2007 is when you guys started. Okay, good to hear. And you have
We're going to be starting. We're getting close to starting our tenth year.
Okay. And the total cars in your fleet is, you said
Right now,
12?
nine.
No, 9. It's
Yeah, but I want to
30.
explain that.
Okay.
When we mile them out, I just sold two of them a couple months ago. I mean, well, we're done with them, and they got a half million miles. They ain't worth a lot. But I do this every year or two when that comes up. I'll do it right at the end of season, okay? Because they're only worth like 2,500 to 4,000 when we're done with them. But I don't replace them till the following season because when we're slower, I don't need to pay insurance on those vehicles.
That makes sense.
If I go buy two new ones tomorrow and my season's 2 months away, why do I want to pay commercial insurance on two vehicles that I don't need yet? So I guess what I'm getting at is we got nine vehicles, but we re usually run with 12.
Okay, that makes sense. I understand. I appreciate you clarifying that for me.
Okay. Hey, just give me one sec.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Just one sec. I got to sign for something.
No worries.
Yeah, we got our Broward County, I'm back here. We do business in all these counties, and then they sent us our new permits, certified mail. So I got the lady here. I'm just signing for this.
Okay.
Okay. Sign that for you too. Okay. Okay. You need me to print it?
No, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Because it says Craig ZM. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, young lady. Thank you. Hey, if you want to take a soda or water or something, I got a fridge right there. Help yourself whenever if you're by and you're thirsty. I know it's always hot out. Help yourself. Okay. Hello.
All right, Craig. Well, I
Yeah.
got everything I needed. I'll go ahead and shoot you that email. Like I said,
Yeah.
whenever you get it to me, I'll start working on your file. If you have any questions, please just reach out. Don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, and then Jeremiah, I'm going to send you the stock transfer, okay, just so you see
Okay.
it, okay? I'm going to send you that power of attorney with my dad, okay?
Okay.
And then I want to send you 12 months Bank of America, right? You asked for that. And then I'm going to send you 2015 tax return, and I'm going to
Correct.
send you 2016 first quarter. And just so you know, if you asked me for the second, I haven't even turned it into the account yet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be the last one that I could give it to you in a nice electronic. Here's the real deal. You know what I mean?
Yep, I understand. I appreciate it. Also, if
You
you
want 2014? I can do
No.
that.
15 will work. Also, if you can send me the contract you have with OnDeck.
Yeah, I should be able to do that somehow.
Yeah, just so I could take a look at and see how they structure that loan there. Other than
Okay.
that,
Hey,
we're good to go.
I already know you're going to find beautiful credit in the business and that, you know. What kind of
Good.
rates am I kind of looking at? I'm not holding you to the wall here. What am I looking at?
Well, it really depends on what program we're able to get. I know you want the longer term, am I correct? Between 3 to 5 years. So we're going to shoot for that. Typically, it depends on if it's collateralized or uncollateralized. Are you looking to, for an unsecured loan or a secured loan? What?
What would you take on a secured loan?
On a secured loan, it depends. You do have some vehicles that are paid off, so depending on the value of those. So what I want to do first, because just to get a better idea, once I get everything in, I submit that to my underwriter. My underwriter reviews the file and kind of determines everything that we have and says, you know what, Craig would qualify for this program, and this program. We'd be able to get him this amount of money, and his interest rate would be this percentage, or his payback would be this. Explain to him what we can do, and then I'll tell you what your options are, and then we can kind of go forward from there.
Okay, and one thing, Jeremiah, that I'm kind of interested in really is the 5 year, because I don't want to revisit this. I've never had a bank loan until I did that OnDeck thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put myself in a position I don't want to be in.
Sure, I understand. And I am keeping that in mind 100%.
Okay, all right. As soon as I get your email, you're going to be sending it off now?
In about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll get everything to you as fast as I can, which ain't going to take me long.
Okay, I got Ron Z at AmericanComfortLimo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, because my dad's got power of attorney, it goes to him.
Okay.
But I go, it's his business email. He doesn't care about me.
Okay, perfect. No worries. I'll send it over.
All right. Yeah, because he don't work here. He's an old fart that don't like spam.
I understand.
All right.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.